Get up, pop, pop, and shut Nikki up. And Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Look up. Coast FM.
The Macquarie Dictionary, Australia's own collection of official words, is adding a new one to the 2020 print edition. Have you heard of cheese slaw?
Cheese slaw. I have not.
No.
But it sounds delish. I'm assuming it's got grated cheese involved in
correct.
Some sort of sauce.
Well, and also there are grated vegetables involved, so it's not, you know, a complete cop-out health-wise.
Okay.
So it's cheese, it's grated carrot and mayonnaise. That doesn't sound like much of a dish.
Now I'm off.
That's it. It's an iconic, apparently, Broken Hill dish.
Where is Broken Hill?
New South Wales? Am I right?
Iconic. I've never heard of this cheese slaw before.
It's iconic in Broken Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. you have to be a local to kind of get around it.
Nikki and Tamillo's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That, Riddle Me This.
Yeah, Riddling time, and Kenzie's on the line from Dudley Park. Morning.
Morning.
What's exciting today? Another big day of school coming up?
Yep.
What year are you in, Kenzie?
Four.
Year four. That's a good year.
Okay.
From memory.
What's one thing you learnt yesterday?
Math.
Oh. Maths? Bit of math?
I don't know that there's any math involved in this one. Sort of.
Possibly.
Sort of way, though. Learning Pod Science Party up for grabs here. Run that riddle past us again.
Okay. So, look, when things go wrong, what can you always count on, Kenzie?
Your finger.
It's sort of maths related, isn't it?
Indeed.
You know, I was going to say you could also always count on your mum.
Yeah, true. That's not true. Wrong.
Yeah,
but this is the more correct answer we were after. So congratulations, Kenzie. You are in the draw for one of these fantastic Learning Pod science-themed birthday parties.
Thank you.
That's all right. You'll find out tomorrow if you win. And let me guess, would you be a unicorn or snot person? Or would you be a...
Oh, she's there. Don't even nice. Finish the question.
I won't even run you through the rest of the list. All right, well, you'll have a chance to pick it if you win tomorrow. Best of luck. Mountaineers from the Indian Army. I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
Mountaineers?
Yeah. On an expedition in Nepal, have found mysterious footprints in the snow that they claim, and this is their first thought, belong to the Yeti. Or otherwise known as the Abominable Snowman. Now, they tweeted these photos, right, with footprints measuring 81 by 83 centimetres close to a camp near, I don't know what this is, but Mount Makalu, April 9. I love how their immediate thought is big footprints must be the Yeti.
It's got to be.
Couldn't possibly
what else
be,
could it
like,
be
one of the giants from Game of Thrones or anything like that, could it?
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With Verity covering bases this morning once again. What's going on?
Well, Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Iron Man, pay packets have been revealed. He pocketed at least $106 million from last year's Avengers movie, Infinity War, apparently, and that is thanks to a unique financial arrangement. You can't see me. I'm doing air quotation marks here.
No, I'm with you.
I'll say.
Are you saying it's dodgy?
I don't know. I think he's got a very good team.
Yeah, clearly.
Also earned himself a cool $7 million for just 3 days' work on Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wow.
Chris Hemsworth took home $21 to $28 million for each final Avengers film. As Thor, Chris Evans, Captain America, he was paid a similar amount. Yeah.
Nice.
They've done very well. The Avengers Endgame, it's broken box office records. The first week it's made $1.95 billion.
But are they happy? That's the question.
Tell you someone who's happy, and that is Travis Scott. He celebrated a birthday. That's perhaps not groundbreaking. But what is that he had a gas station-themed birthday bash. And I ask you, DeMello,
how does that work?
What does that even... Anyway.
I don't even know. Does that mean they like cheap donuts and pies?
Well, gas station-themed. I've never heard of it before. He and Kylie got some tattoos. There was a tattoo station, apparently.
Was there a drive-through car wash?
There were Travis Scott-branded sodas, paper towels, a Slurpee machine, and a Cactus Jack shoe cake. So, just basically a cake in the shape of shoes.
Yeah, and a Slurpee machine.
Yeah, okay. Fun times.
Fair enough.
And Hollywood legend Tom Hanks is going to be starring in a new Baz Luhrmann movie about the life of...
It's being shot in Queensland, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be filmed on the Gold Coast, and he's going to be playing Presley's lifelong manager.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah, but who is going to be playing the King of Rock? It's yet to be revealed. The Queensland Premier has said that the production's going to inject more than $105 million into the local economy,
nice.
Generate 900 jobs. There's going to be heaps involved, but really interesting. Queensland's the place. Other high-profile productions that have been drawn there for filming, Aquaman, I didn't know that, Thor Ragnarok,
wow.
The upcoming Dora the Explorer, and the 2020 release of Godzilla vs. Kong.
There you go. It's the new Hollywood, apparently.
Yeah.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.